About 2,600 years ago, there nestled a beautiful valley between the borders of Nepal and India. A beautiful kingdom called Lumbini. And they would say that on a good day when a sun shined, people of Lumbini could see the snow-clad mountains of the Himalayas on the Nepal side. Lumbini was ruled by a very able king of the Sakya dynasty called King Suddhodana. King Suddhodana was married to Queen Maya Devi, and both the king and the queen were one of the finest rulers of their times. One night, Queen Maya Devi has a dream in which she vividly recalls seeing a beautiful white elephant holding a lotus in its trunk and offering it to her. The next day, Queen Maya Devi narrates her dream to King Suddhodana. And as Suddhodana keeps pondering on the dream, he calls for his kingdom's learned guru and describes the dream to him. The guru tells him that it is a prophecy. He would be blessed with a son who would become a mighty, brave ruler or an enlightened soul. And true to the guru's words, a few months later, Queen Maya Devi gives birth to a beautiful boy baby. But Queen Maya Devi dies after giving birth to this child, but not before she hands over the responsibilities of the small baby to her younger sister, Prajapati. King Suddhodana is heartbroken that Queen Maya Devi is no more, but he cannot shrink from the duties of being a king and being a father to a newborn child. He looks at the child and names him Siddhartha Gautama. And the child, being a prince, grooming to be a king, is sent to a very famous Gurukul. He learns the art of managing the kingdom, the art of warfare, the military art of combat, archery, sports, horse riding, and Siddhartha Gautama excels in each and every sport that was ever known to man at that time. He comes back to his kingdom, Lumbini. And there, his father tells him, "I will be the king for a few more years. You have to assist me as a soon-to-be coronated king. And as a first step, you should get married." And Siddhartha Gautama gets married to a beautiful girl called Yashodhara. But There is something troubling Siddhartha Gautama, something which he can't pinpoint to. Whenever he goes around his kingdom, he sees the sufferings of man. Either somebody is blind, or somebody is lame, or somebody is not well, or somebody is unhappy, and he does not know the answer to this. He asks this question out of each one of his gurus, but none of them are able to answer him. And after a few years, Yashodhara gives birth to a beautiful boy child called Rahul. On the day that his son is born, Buddha leaves his kingdom without informing anybody, his father or his mother, Queen Prajapati, his wife Yashodhara. He just leaves the kingdom and goes far away in search of answers for the suffering of every human being. He is unable to find the answer, and so he keeps going from one place to another, one learned sage to another, in search of the elusive answer. And finally, he arrives in Gaya, which was a very famous center for learning. Gaya is in present-day Bihar, a state in our country, India. And there, Siddhartha Gautama sits under a Bodhi tree to meditate on the answers which have been evading him. And he meditates and meditates. And finally, on a beautiful full moon night, he gets an enlightenment. The answer to all of men's problems, to all of people's problems, which means, according to Buddha, the only cause for man's suffering or a human being's suffering is desire, the want for something which we do not need in life. As I look out of my window today, I see a beautiful full moon in all its silvery glory. And they say that from that day onwards, there was a halo, a circle of light above Siddhartha Gautama's head, and he was henceforth called as Buddha Shakyamuni. Buddha, which is an elongated form for Buddha, a person who has conquered all the five senses. Shakya is the clan to which he was born, and Muni means the abled one. So, this is the story of Buddha Sakyamuni. And as the Buddhists say, Om Mani Padme Hum. Om, which is the first word uttered. Mani means a precious gem or jewel. Padme means lotus. And hum is peace to to all. So, true to his mother's dreams, the most precious gem who sits on the lotus which Queen Maya Devi saw in the white elephant's trunk. Om Mani Padme Hum.